everybody, I'm RJ.
And I'm Blay.
We're two best friends who weirdly have no common interests.
So on our podcast, Hear Me Out, each week one of us brings a subject that we're passionate about that the other person just doesn't understand. For instance, I love ghosts and haunted hotels, and RJ is a coward.
And I love eating breakfast for dinner, and Blay is not creative enough to try that in his own house.
Well, I like art house films, and all that RJ loves is Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
Using personal anecdotes, painstaking Wikipedia research, and a guest expert, we try to convince the other person to see our side of things.
So check us out every week on Hear Me Out, available now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hear Me Out. You just might like it.
It's one thing we can agree on.
Good one.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh.
Well, you know what? I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports, I'm your host, Kenneth B. And joining me on the show, we got Nikki Duce.
What's going on? Laker Nation, we here.
Wow.
You know why? You know why I do that, right, kid?
Why in the world do you have a Lakers shirt on?
We'll get into it.
I don't know how I just now peeped that. It's so crazy. FIFO 24/7.
What it do? He ain't repping the Heat. You a horrible Miami fan, bro. I swear. You don't be talking about none of them. You ain't even talking about none of them. You don't never mention Jimmy Butler. You don't even mention motherfucking.
Y'all know how I feel about Jimmy. Y'all know how I feel. Jimmy's nice, but he ain't it.
But that's your squad, ain't it? You fuck with Miami Heat.
I fuck with the organization.
Yeah. But yeah, so for those of you that didn't hear, Nick has a Lakers shirt on and FIFO has a Heat shirt on.
It's a LeBron shirt.
That doesn't.
Yeah, it's still a Heat shirt.
That's not how you spell LeBron.
LeBron's on the back.
I see. Okay. And Nick said he'll explain why he's wearing a Lakers shirt later on. I don't know how I missed it. I just don't. He's been here a minute. BC430 will be joining us momentarily. He's in the middle of recording Dead End Gaming. And there will be no Shelton tonight.
Nope.
So
yeah, he's taking sabbatical because he watching that Hornets game.
Yeah, yeah. No Shelton, and there were no Hornets tonight either.
Boy, shit.
They had no steam.
Apparently, LaMelo can't ball. Oh, that's your rookie of the year. That's your king.
That's their king, man. Yeah, they
are. So, how many other rookies made the play in?
Oh, there we can name them.
Who?
I have to pull up the team.
Okay, outside of New York, who else?
Okay, quickly made it. There's rookies on Phoenix, I'm sure.
That wasn't high. It wasn't high.
That's not what you said.
What I mean is any rookie in contention for rookie of the year. Where they at?
Well, LaMelo ain't in contention anymore.
What do you?
Man,
after that performance, I'd be like, all right.
Look,
that he even got there should be the reason
he's
rookie.
He didn't get there. Gordon Hayward got them there. You saw they failed when we saw it together.
Ken, we know what it is when you start playing postseason basketball and what you need. Rookies ain't it.
They were 8-16 when without Gordon Hayward. Remember when I came on this show and I said Gordon Hayward is the reason why they're still winning games when LaMelo went down. I also said Gordon Hayward is the reason why they're even having a good year this year. Anyway, LaMelo is a nice addition. He helped. But
LaMelo
was the
box office to Gordon Hayward's foundation. Why did people tune in to watch the damn Hornets? Because it wasn't for Gordon Hayward.
We're talking about
Why did people watch the Hornets? Because it wasn't for Gordon Hayward.
Okay, what are you getting with that?
What I'm getting with that is typically the player that you tune in to watch is the best player on the squad.
You mean Gordon Hayward? Because LaMelo Ball isn't the best player on that
Gordon
team.
Gordon Hayward is the best overall player right now, but he's not the one that your eyes catch.
Okay, that's fine. That's
what
cute.
Do you mean?
But cute. But okay. Yes.
So let me know how many rookies made the playoffs their first year outside of Carmelo.
Anthony Edwards is going to be rookie of the year. He's been balling.
And if he does, it's because everybody voting is some suckers.
All I know is I know the chat, Nick, has been really quiet. I haven't seen any LaMelo post or anything like that. It's been real, real, real solid.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. They all talking about Sheldon need a vacation week. Weedem Boys gave us a super chat early. He said the Clippers got yellow fever, ducking the Lakers smoke. We're gonna get into the playoffs and all that. Specifically that topic that's coming up next. The first one I want to get to, because somebody hit me up on Twitter about this, and we were just talking about it before we started. The Kwame Brown versus All the Smoke podcast.
I just listened to it before we actually went on air. Kwame was talking a lot of shit. He was actually kind of hilarious.
He had that Tristan Thompson hat, the one that Future be rocking back in the day. Hey, I knew he was ready to get some shit off his chest when he was. Man. When you see a nigga leaning all the way back in his whip.
Yep.
Yeah. FaceTiming, whatever the fuck.
And man. he like new age smoking a pipe. That's the black man used to have that big long ass pipe.
My nigga was hot. There was a different scene for every cuss out he had. He was in his crib, then he was in the car. Like, this nigga had a lot of shit to say.
What happened?
They was talking, I think it was Gilbert Arenas, Matt Barnes, and Steven Jackson. They was talking on the podcast, and I think his name came up, and they was just talking shit about him, like how he wasn't, the reason why he was, didn't live up to that number one overall pick is because he was lazy and shit like that. And I think they was talking about how Jordan punked him out or whatever the fuck. And obviously he heard word of it, and that was his response to it.
You know how long people have been talking shit about Kwame Brown?
I know, but I think since
the day he was drafted.
So why now?
I think it's different when it comes to your peers talking shit and just like fans.
But they always have though. That like this isn't new.
But these are niggas that play with him though.
Again, this is not nothing new. You don't think that motherfuckers was talking shit on the court?
Like, but publicly though. Yeah. Like it's one thing, I guess, to what Nick is saying, it's one thing for Stephen A. Smith.
But
Matt
Stephen
sort of
A has been all of the media pundits.
Yeah, but they're the media. They're supposed to talk shit. You expect that. You don't expect the niggas you go to battle with, you know, throughout an 82-game season to be like, oh, no, you shitty for real. Or that you didn't work hard. And most people don't like when you say you don't work hard enough.
Here's the thing. He did not say he wasn't lazy in the thing. Like, I didn't hear him say I wasn't lazy. I worked hard. He just said y'all some bitches and some yellow niggas.
He said, Steven Jackson, you need to put the blunt down and pull your pants up. Little nigga.
He said you got your teeth knocked out. He said you game banging. Yeah, he
said you a fake ass black activist and all that shit, man. I was like, bro, this nigga. And then he came at Matt Barnes. What'd he say, kid? He was like, you couldn't hang out with the dark skinned niggas, so he started saying bullshit to get attention. Kwame, drop the podcast. I'll listen to a few episodes.
Yeah, it's
when I'm done.
Hey,
wow,
that'll be a fire ass podcast title.
He should do that, but yeah, man, I don't know. It was interesting and funny to listen to, but you know, he just insulted them, and he didn't really refute a lot of, I guess, the things that he was saying.
Nobody wants to hear about the refuse. We're here for the jokes.
What can he say?
Yeah.
You know, but was Kwame really that dude, though? Like, and that's what we'll never know.
Was he the first?
He was supposed to be, like, coming out of high school.
He was 17 when he got drafted.
Yeah, yeah.
That's young as fuck.
Yeah, but was he really gonna be that good? Like, is it because he was lazy and he didn't realize his talent?
I think that has a little bit to do with it. I think he was set up for failure, and primarily because of him. Like, he was the one that broke Michael Jordan's McDonald's All-American scoring record. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Kwame had promise. You say he was 17, he was drafted, motherfucker been the same goddamn size since you probably 15. So when you see that coming up and he has a skill set, meaning that the man has face up game, he's big enough to develop a post up game, got a decent jump shot as a 17-year-old, you only think that the sky's the roof. You know what I'm saying? What did Michael Jordan say?
I wish you guys nothing but best. The ceiling is the roof. Let's make it happen. Let's keep moving forward.
The ceiling is the roof.
The ceiling is the roof for Kwame Brown. And, you know, he did hit the ceiling relatively quick. But when you see all of that promise, you have to ask yourself, why did it not materialize? And I think outside looking in, the easiest way to kind of digest what he did not become was you didn't work at it. Because it's not like he was a bum. You were just young.
But no, he was a bum.
Okay.
6.6 career stats. He only averaged double figures in one season. He only topped 30 minutes. And that was the year he topped 30 minutes. It was 30.3 minutes a game. But everything else is like in the 20s. And it's like 8 points. And not even he didn't even get double digit rebounds. Like he was bad, man.
So what do you attribute it to?
He said Shaq couldn't back him down though. He said even Shaq couldn't back me down.
All right, at that point, that's when you're all right, bro. You just talking shit now. You just
you capping.
It's like okay, and what does that get you? Because it didn't get you 10 extra points.
Super chat, Jason Brown said he did say the lazy comment was false, and he can prove injury. For the record, coaches always refuted the lazy claims that actually started with Jack. So Steven Jackson, I think he's referring to.
Steven Jackson started putting that out there.
So then let me ask this then. If he wasn't lazy, how come his game didn't progress?
Well, some people talk about like how, because was Jordan the GM of the Wizards around that time?
Yeah, he was the owner.
He was the owner. So he drafted him, and mm-hmm. a lot of people talk about like how he was, you know how we watched The Last Dance doc and how mm-hmm. hard he was on them. He did the same thing to him.
Of course.
And for a 17-year-old coming out and Michael Jordan, who's like, they call him Black Jesus,
mm-hmm.
to say like, to be that critical of you, I think he was even saying like, bro, I don't even know why we drafted you. Like, I think that was his way to
try to motivate him.
Yeah, like you ain't nothing. Like, shit.
Because everybody isn't motivated like in that way.
Yeah.
But I do feel this. I do feel that the majority of people that play sports are motivated in that way. I think that talks to a lot of mental fortitude. And something that you saw in Kwame Brown's game is that he lacked mental toughness and he lacked confidence. And I think that he got to get it from somewhere. And if he's not going to get that type of coddling from MJ or even the organization, he got to find somewhere to get that to build up his confidence. But at the end of the day, look, we're talking about a very young, promising prospect that has a skill set. And even if you don't pan out to be this overall superstar, what the fuck was he good at?
Nothing.
And that's the problem. And I think that's the reason why, you know, coaches have come out and defend and he'll say that he wasn't lazy. But if there's not one thing that you can do very well on the court, then there's an issue because it wasn't even effort. How many times did you see Kwame just all out give all the effort, making all of the dives, doing all of the little shit that doesn't pull up in the box?
Didn't he get a ring? Didn't he get a ring with the... Didn't he play with the Lakers?
He did, but I don't know.
I don't know if he got a ring with the Lakers.
Yeah, he did it. He did it. I think he... Because remember, he was part of the Smush Parker Lakers.
Oh, okay.
And then when they started bringing in, you know, the artillery, they shipped his ass out.
Yeah, he last played with the Lakers in 2007. He was close, though.
The Super Chat, Kylan McCoy asked, I mean... Has Jordan ever produced good players?
No.
No.
He still hasn't.
No.
Well, he said he still hasn't.
Well, don't. Come on now. Come on now, Ken.
If Melo don't win rookie of the year, it is the year. That continues on. That trajectory.
What the hell is...
Because we don't know what he's going to turn into. We expect him to be good, but shit.
Look, man.
You got to get some hardware somewhere.
Look. At the end of the day, you can look at talent and be like, okay, well, he got something. LaMelo got some. Even if he don't become the best player in the NBA, he is by far the best rookie Jordan has ever drafted.
Yes. That's not saying much, though.
Kemba.
Is he better than Kemba?
As a rookie? I think Kemba was more mentally ready just because of how far he went in college. But I think from a talent perspective.
Talent perspective, he's bigger and stronger.
Exactly. And intangible. Yeah. Like LaMelo just got more.
I want to go back to your point as far as like the mental fortitude of most athletes. At 17, I would have to fight back on you on that. Okay. Because I still think not only are you still growing as a human being, but mentally, you haven't really gone through much. adversity, especially if he was that big at 15 to 17, like, mm-hmm. who was he really facing that was, like, really giving adversity back then? And people can correct me if I'm wrong if you know the history of Kwame Brown, but sometimes you just really got to feel motherfuckers out and be like, all right, what's the best way for me to come at people? Because even Jordan had to check himself after he punched Steve Kerr. Like, you're like, I punched the nicest guy in the world because mm-hmm. of my competitiveness. You know what I mean? Like, I took it too far. And this was back in the 90s. So, like, moving forward, I would think you would learn that lesson, but especially when you're dealing with kids. Because if you're 17, you were still a fucking kid.
But okay, so here's my thing. I'm not completely absolving MJ of, you know, helping progress Kwame Brown's mental state. But at the same time, somebody else in that organization or a veteran on that team should have, you know, pulled Kwame to the side and had those conversations. Like, hey, bro, this is what MJ really means. Yeah, he came at you. You may feel some type of way, but if you want to be great, you got to get over that shit because people going to talk all day. You know, like under there's a reason why shit talking was so prominent back then because it'll get you off your game. And that's part of being mentally tough. You got to be able to absorb what you need to motivate you, but you got to block out that BS. And obviously, I know some players are better than others in doing that. But the great players are able to channel that. Like I give you prime example. And I'll give you two ends of the spectrum. D-Wade, Vernon Maxwell. If you know anything about basketball, in terms of just natural demeanor, D-Wade, one of the chillest motherfuckers ever. Vernon Maxwell, on the other hand,
it's crazy.
Crazy as shit. When you get them both mad, they harness that shit and they will go the fuck off. We've seen D-Wade get angry, get hit in the face or whatever, get knocked down. Take that shit personal and it's a wrap. Vernon Maxwell, if y'all youngins that never watched Vernon Maxwell, go watch some YouTube clips. Watch him versus MJ. And you know MJ don't take it easy on nobody. Hella shit all up in here. Vernon Maxwell right up in here too. Vernon Maxwell dropped 30-something on MJ. Not many players had that. You got to be able to have that. That is a skill that the cream of the crop have. And some people underneath the cream too. You know what I'm saying? Not only just the cream. And some of the cream of the crop don't even have that. But the majority of the cream of the crop have that in them, that dog that's like, okay, keep pushing me. Oh, okay, you push me. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for you. Like LeBron did that in Toronto a couple years ago. Chris Bosh's wife's girlfriend was talking hella shit to LeBron on the sideline. Toronto was up by, I can't even tell you how many.
I remember.
Remember that shit? Yeah. And LeBron took over that game and started pointing and said, that's because of you. Stop talking that shit. You got to have that. Kwame never had that.
And you got it now.
That's some bitch ass shit that he talking about though.
Because, all right, bro.
Because
they talked about, he's right. They brought his name up first, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't have to go personal. I agree with that. He didn't have to go personal.
And that's my issue, 100%, is that Kwame went personal because he felt that his game or lack thereof was a personal attack on him. But let's be honest. Like you said, Ken, you never averaged double-digit rebounds, my nigga. You 6'10 plus. How, Sway? You one season you averaged 10 points? Mm. No other season? How, Sway? If we're looking straight at the facts, keep it at the facts, Kwame. You was not a good basketball player. Regardless, you got paid. You made generational wealth. Your family should be good if you took care of your shit. And that's it. If a motherfucker wanted to clown you for averaging 6 points and less than 10 rebounds, you got to swallow that shit because you had the opportunity to change that fucking narrative. When you had it and you did it, that's on you. That's not a personal thing. That's what the record states.
I can't really argue against you on that one. Speaking of being disrespected, there's another current player in the NBA who's been who I feel like is getting that Kwame Brown treatment. I think Ken, you wanted to speak on this with Russell Westbrook, especially the way Stephen A. was talking about him the last few days.
Stephen A. owed Russell Westbrook an apology. I don't give a damn. If he was talking about titles and all this other stuff, when was the last time the Wizards been in the playoffs? And I don't care if they got in just because of the play-in. you know, it's been a minute.
It's been a while. The last good Wizard teams I remember was with Gilbert Arenas when they would always go back and forth against Cleveland.
Once again, Russell Westbrook comes to a team and he takes them to the playoffs. Yep.
That's what superstars do.
Yeah, for real. And the disrespect about Russell Westbrook, it's a little bit over the top and it has to stop. You know, I feel like remember when people used to just disrespect Dame all the time and didn't really recognize how really great he was, you know?
He was part of that disrespectful group. He was part of that disrespectful group for a little while. Weren't you?
Dame?
Who was
no,
it?
No.
Who was it? Oh, okay. That one? Okay. Yeah, he was.
Oh, they saying that they went in 2017, the Wizards.
Okay.
With Wall and Bradley Beal.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's about two or three.
Almost 5 years.
Yeah, that's a while. That's not like, so yeah, when Wall was there, but Bradley Beal couldn't get him there. Bradley Beal's been hurt a lot this year. Russell Westbrook carried this team to the play-in/playoffs, you know, and now he's playing the Boston Celtics, who's pretty much had a healthy team for the most part this whole year. You know, outside of when you know, I know there's been some injuries here and there, but the Wizards were missing a key player. And when you look at that roster, I mean, they started out shitty too. But Russell Westbrook's play down the stretch in the second half of the season has gotten him there. And through just sheer force of will, he got this team to the playoffs in this play-in game with a chance to win. You know, and to be honest, I like his chances, you know, against Boston. You know, now I don't know about the rest of them guys, but we know what Russell Westbrook is going to bring every night. And I remember we had this big debate with Shelton, at least I did on the show, about, you know, does Russell Westbrook want it all? And he questioned Westbrook, you know, because he said that if he don't win a title, then he's cool with that. And Shelton took issues with that, which is his right. But, you know, I'm like, we know that Westbrook always gives it all. He definitely wants to win a title. He's played in the finals. You know, so it's not like he's just out there wetting the bed and shitting it. He could have gave up on the season, you know, when they were losing. And he didn't. And once again, you know, for one night only, Russell Westbrook, you know, gets a chance to show his greatness. So I just think that it's getting to a point now where people just need to stop.
It's interesting that people criticize someone who is also making history. You know, like he's going to go down as probably the greatest all-around player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Just off of sheer numbers. Because if you talk about, like Ken mentioned, the fact that like he's one of the few basketball players that I would actually pay to see, because I know every night he's going to bring it. Mm-hmm. And his stats prove that he has impact on all levels.
Yeah, but the whole all-around best basketball player title, I don't think he's going to get that.
Why not?
At least from the people that actually watch the games. I think younger kids that are like 10 or younger now, 10, 15 years from now, that may be their narrative. But I think that the people that actually watch the games are going to say LeBron was the best overall basketball player ever.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go down as the best.
But, yeah, that the best. I said just like all around, though.
Statistically, it'll look like it. But, you know, as with a lot of players, I mean, well, you know, there are very few players that don't have, you know.
To me, LeBron is in that category of greatest of all time. To me, that's bigger than all-around player. I mean, that may be semantics to some people, but to me, it's just like I'm looking at someone who, like, he whatever you needed, he gave it to you. LeBron is just that he is everything. Like, you just need to surround four other guys. With Westbrook, you still need players, but he's going to make sure everybody's in check.
I think Westbrook's biggest career detriment is that he's never really had a Hall of Fame level coach. Because I think what makes him great is also what hinders his ability. And I think it's that ferocity.
Mm-hmm.
That ferocity at times, especially in the playoffs, just gets the best of him. And he hasn't learned how to control that. You know, somebody that comes to mind, even though he didn't coach in the NBA, but I feel that his presence is what Russell Westbrook needed. Thompson from Georgetown.
George Thompson? John
Thompson.
Thompson. Yeah.
You know, because the way of how he was able to rein in a little bit of Allen Iverson. Obviously, you know, he has countless stories of just being that male mentor. Not saying that Russell Westbrook didn't have any of that, but I think that when you look at his NBA head coaches, who was he really going to respect like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't have somebody, you know, and there's not many coaches that are bigger than the players, but sometimes you have coaches that are big enough that it's like, okay, I'm there's no back and forth. Mm-hmm. Whatever you say, that's how we're going to go about it. You know, and I don't think that Russell has ever really had a head coach to challenge him in positive ways to increase his game. Because it's not increasing production. I don't know how the fuck you can increase more production than what he has.
I don't even know how he even did it this year.
Yeah, I don't either.
It makes...
That's sheer will.
It is will.
That's will. But, you have to will that shit.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. I didn't watch a lot of the game.
Because I'm looking at the chat. They talking about Russ stat padding and Kalen McCoy. He over here causing ruckus in the chat. He talking about some... He sent a bunch of other shit, but he asked, he sent another super chat. Any top five player can average a triple double. And nope. I was like, if that's the case, they would. That's the thing. Like, in the NBA, it's the purest textbook definition of I got to see it to believe it. Well, if I haven't seen it, then I don't think you could do it.
So the stat padding thing, I think his own teammates came out and said that that's not true.
He just
you can't say that's true when you see him throughout his whole career do
Bradley
that.
Bradley Beal himself said, I thought that's what he was doing. But I realize he just plays that way. That's Bradley Beal. That's not me. That's not you. That's not Nick. That damn sure should be anybody in the chat. Y'all motherfuckers ain't out there playing with him and going to war with him every night. His own teammate came out and said that. Who said the same thing that you guys are saying? Mm-hmm. He said he thought that until he played with him. And then he was like, no, this is who he is.
And think about all of the teammates, especially in the last 3-4 maybe years that Russell has had, that everybody's come out like, yo, that's the best teammate I've ever had. Victor Oladipo said that. And we seen
Victor Oladipo jump. Said he made him a better player.
That's what I'm about to say. Victor Oladipo's game jumped because of playing with Russell Westbrook. We see Bradley Beal say the same sentiments. And here's the thing, man. I think for people that don't play the game of basketball, it's easy to look at Russell Westbrook and be like, oh, that's what he's doing. But understand that an assist only happens when you make the shot. And I've sent the clip where it was 3 straight dimes that Russell Westbrook threw, and motherfuckers missed 2 layups out of that shit.
Mm.
2 out of the 3 were layups, and they missed. Mm. And we're talking about like multiple possessions, back to back to back. So an assist thing, it's impossible to pad assist stats.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can make all the passes in the world. I can hit you dead in your chest wide open. If you don't make it, it don't count as an assist. So let's throw that one out the way. Rebounding.
That's all effort.
At 6'4", 6'3", amongst the trees? Now, can you go after a couple of them a little bit harder that maybe you could have got a teammate or somebody else? Okay, cool. Questionable for any other player in the NBA. Russell Westbrook, you know what the type of ferocity. The nigga the Tasmanian devil out there. If the ball is live for anybody to get, he going to go get it. Mm-hmm. That's not, you can't stat pad rebounds at that size. You goddamn Nurkic, Joker, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons. Yeah, you could pad stats. You could pad rebound. Giannis, you could pad rebound. You're fucking 7 feet with athleticism. You could pad rebound. Russell Westbrook can't pad that. And then let's go down to the scoring. Russell just plays hard. The majority of the shots that he takes and makes outside of the pull-up jumpers that he does in mid-transition or sometimes in a half court, the rest of that should be full court.
Mm.
He's just outplaying people. The reason why Russell Westbrook averages a triple-double is because, number one, he has the motor that nobody else has ever had in the NBA. Number two, I still think he's the second most athletic point guard to ever play. I think D. Rose, healthy, was the most athletic, but obviously he didn't have the sustainability. So for that, I will give the mantle to Russell Westbrook, the most athletic point guard to ever play the game. Arguably, You can make other cases, but one of the most mentally tough point guards to ever play the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly feel that Russell Westbrook played in the wrong era of basketball, because I would have loved to see him go against Gary Payton. I would have loved to see him go against MJ. I would have loved to see him in that trash talking era where it was also physical, because we've never really seen Russell get physical, but we seen him. He teeters that line where it's like, damn, is he going to do Malice in the Palace? Because you look at that man's face and the type of intensity that he plays with, you never know what that line is. But that man plays at that line. And I would have loved to see him go against Vernon Maxwell. Like, there's so many matchups that I think that would have been better in that time frame than this time frame. Because a lot of players now can't match that. And Russell Westbrook dwarfs their presence on the court. Like, look at Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's a great player. Is it even? It's not his team. It's Russell Westbrook's team.
Which is crazy.
But that's because Bradley don't. That's not really Bradley Beal's team either. He wouldn't be out of that.
but when you that good like Bradley, and you tell me you about to get Russ,
and he was putting up multiple. I think he had a couple of 50-point games.
He did.
So as a dynamic duo, they were killing it.
100%. Look, if I'm Bradley Beal, I'm be like, yo, I love John Wall. He can't do half of this shit that this man over here doing.
Nah.
So it's an upgrade.
They make the playoffs together, but you know.
Super chat 313 JMO. Russ has averaged the most assists this year since 1990, John Stockton. His team can't even shoot. 15 assists, 5 games straight. Nobody has ever done that but John.
That's crazy.
And again, how do you pad assists? How?
And also, look at that roster.
Exactly. It's one of those times where I agree with Q when it comes to like the media can just throw out some shit and people just eat it up because they'll just, it's just like those phrases that people just toss out and not really think about. They just believe.
Colin has been on like, it's Colin's propaganda, man. Like, he's been on Russell Westbrook. And what you guys listening have to understand when it comes to Colin, Colin was doing a lot of that because it moved the needle. Colin has said multiple times, I'm going to talk about things that you guys care about. And he managed to drive and push this narrative about Russell Westbrook, and people ate into it. And they tuned in every single time to hear him talk about it. And every single time he would talk about it because people would tune in. And he would find a new way to go at that angle because that angle was bringing people back or creating controversy. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how that whole game worked. But It is definitely what has happened to Russell Westbrook is definitely media driven, and it's caused a lot of people to just disrespect him. You know, the same thing they did to CP3 for a long time, same thing for a while they were doing to Dame to a certain degree. It's just one of those things. Same thing they did to Mike Tomlin. You know, it just happens, but it got to stop, bro.
Let me ask you this. Regardless of squads, just player for player, do you think CP is closer to winning a championship than Russ?
This year? In general?
As a player? Take away the teams, the organizations, everything. As a player, who's closer to winning a championship?
Neither. That's a phenomenal question, honestly. One. And I would say it's...
You got to pick one. There's one or the other.
CP3. If I had to pick one, I'm picking Russ.
I'm going with CP3.
Because I've seen him in the finals. I've never seen CP3.
He got the closest.
he got closer. But the reason why I pose that question is because that's the difference in Russ's game, right? And that's why I understand a little bit of where Stephen A. is going with it. Because somebody that great, somebody putting up them type of numbers should be competing for championships. And I understand the team. It's him and Bradley Beal.
Any team, though, bro.
No, but I'm just saying with CP, the reason why I go with Russ again is because you mentioned like Hall of Fame coaches. CP has played with Hall of Fame coaches. Ooh. Doc Rivers, y'all consider?
Doc Rivers.
That's the only one.
Okay. That was the best chance he had, like Ken said.
I agree.
D'Antoni is not a Hall of Fame coach?
Hell no.
He's a Hall of Fame coach.
He's going to get in.
He's going to get in, bro. Based off that Hall of Fame standards, he's going to get in, bro.
He's going to get in.
How?
He created the 7 second, whatever the three, whatever the fuck.
The offense is going to get him in.
He may or may not.
He helped James Harden become a superstar.
He's not Hall of Fame by the standards that you you're applying. Okay, but he's going to be a Hall of Fame.
Okay, fine. If y'all want to argue that, that's cool. The reason why I say CP is closer to a championship than Russ, because in my opinion, you can do more with CP with less than you can with Russ. And in terms of team success, obviously individual success, Russell Westbrook is a better overall player than CP. But CP's mental in clutch moments dwarfs what Russell Westbrook
is. So let me ask you this. So while as we've watched CP, did you think he was going to win a title?
Have you ever thought CP was ever going to win a title?
Or get close to winning the title?
I thought the closest ones were the Clippers teams.
And after that?
After that, I thought Houston was relatively close.
During the Warriors run.
Yeah, because of the Warriors have four or five guys.
And I'm just saying, really going into that season, did you ever think like, oh, Houston got a chance against the Warriors? Not during game seven.
We know the answer.
Yeah, during game seven.
Nobody really thought anybody had a chance.
But anytime CP3 came into a season and you looked at the landscape, I think there were very few times when you said, "Dan, CP3 can win a title this year."
I give you that.
Same thing with Russell Westbrook. It's not because
I think Russell had better teams that could have won more championships than CP did.
That OKC year when KD was there. After KD left, he had playoff teams.
No, 100%.
But same thing that happened with CP3. When you look at the landscape of every year coming in, you know which teams are going to win. Very few were CP3, and very few are going to be Russell Westbrook's teams, which is why I think it's unfair for Stephen A. Smith to put that on him, because there are just other players or teams that just built better or have better overall players.
So do you feel that the Suns could win a championship this year?
Hell no. I think the Suns are frauds.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't think they could win either, but I don't think they're frauds.
And I don't think that's CP3's fault. No, I think it's because the team is not ready and
young. Yeah, they're not ready. They're not ready.
But he'll get the blame for it. But then that kind of leads to my point. When you look at it, be like, yeah, you know, this great year leads to CP3's greatness, but not true title contender.
But most of his teams are under that definition. Yeah, he's great, but the team ain't ready.
But so you can.
Well, no. It's not that the team's not ready, because the Clippers teams were ready. They had everything to win a title.
They had a one or two good years where you were like, they can win a title.
I'm talking about holistically. Like I'm going back to the Hornets. And I'm talking about.
Yeah, Hornets never had a shot at winning the title.
And obviously his year in OKC, which if you want to compare Russell Westbrook's
never had
year
a shot at winning the title.
With CP3's year in OKC.
The Clippers were the only team where he had that could. Not with the Warriors. Never had a shot. They were never going to go there.
They were up on him.
It wasn't going to happen.
I feel you, but if we're talking,
they were okay. Well, let me back that up. They were up on them. He got hurt, and that changed it. But coming into that season, nobody thought Houston was going to. So again,
into the season, but I don't know. Like when I look at CP, especially this year, to me, it shows if we swap Russell Westbrook and CP, Phoenix wouldn't have did what they did.
I don't know.
I disagree with that.
I don't know. Maybe not number one or number two
seed. They're not going to be a top two seed.
That's
but,
my point, though.
But what does that matter?
That does matter.
The third or fourth at worst.
I don't know. Because when you look at when Victor Oladipo went to OKC, you look at the rest of that roster, outside of D-Book, OKC's roster with Victor Oladipo and Russell Westbrook was very comparable to everything Phoenix has minus D-Book.
Mm-mm.
So would you say DeAndre Ayton and Sam Adams relatively the same? Different, but
DeAndre is a better
DeAndre.
I'd rather
have DeAndre.
He's a better player. I'm not saying
the
he's
system,
not.
The offense is reducing.
Of course, he's a better offensive player, but when you look at the numbers, they're not that far off. Numbers are numbers, Ken. They're hard. They're hard numbers. You can't move them.
They are, but
hold on. Before you finish your point, super chat from Alex Hayes. He asks, "Where's Sheldon at? I don't know what happened to the Hornets. We need answers. We're gonna get them soon, bro. But go ahead with your point, man.
But yeah, just look. I feel that CP's play style allows you to win more games and a potential championship over Russell Westbrook's play style. And I've always said, if I'm the coach, give me Russell Westbrook all day. I'll take that. And he's a better overall player than CP. But if you're in the point guards make their fucking moxie. They make who they are in clutch situations.
I think they get the same type of win output, bro.
I don't think so.
So
you mean to tell me that in close games you trust Russell Westbrook as much as you do CP?
That's a different conversation.
But that's my point.
Nah, that's not your point. How is that not? Your point was basically if you swap the players, will they still have the same team success?
I don't think it'll be relatively the same.
I think it'll be relatively. Yeah, I think
because I think they're gonna both end up in the same place.
They both
at the crib.
They have different. They affect wins differently, but the fact of the matter is they both affect wins. It's just how they go about doing it. I think the win outputs between the two are the same. The styles are different, but I think you'll still end up mostly getting the same results.
Nah, this is why I primarily disagree. Do you remember, I want to say it was the last year that Russ was in OKC, is when they had got Paul George and Carmelo, and they were playing against Utah. And Russell was so out to prove a point against Ricky fucking Rubio that he literally threw the series in the last two games.
If Ricky Rubio was talking shit to you and that was FIFO, wouldn't you be out to prove a point?
Not like that. Not to the behest of my teammates. Like, are you? No.
Are you Monday morning quarterbacking this shit,
no,
bro?
No, I'm not. Because, look. at the end of the day, the biggest thing is about winning the game. And control, as a point guard, is about control. Literally.
It's Ricky Rubio. If you were Russ Westbrook and Ricky Rubio was talking shit to you, I don't know if you
would. And if he was talking shit to you in Spanish, too? that's going
to
get on his
skin.
That'll
get to you, FIFO.
No, I'm not saying that it ain't. But again, like, digressing to something else that I said, like, when you get angry.
But that's where the coach comes in at.
But when you get angry, which leads to your point, like D-Wade and Vernon Maxwell, you up your game. Do you see, how many times do you see that somebody got under Russell Westbrook's skin and he upped his game?
He does.
He would up his game, but it just was never
out of it. No.
I didn't say he'll win the game. He ups the game.
Right. Nah, man. Look. My main issue with Russell Westbrook is the only issue I have. As a point guard, you cannot unravel like that, like he does in critical situations. Not just clutch moments, but last 2 minutes of the game, you can't have the turnover. You can't be 120 miles an hour. You got to be 62 miles an hour right now. Just a little over the speed limit. That's it.
There's no governor on Russell Westbrook, bro.
And that's the reason why. That's the main difference. Why I would take CP over Russ.
That's a personal preference. I just think it's just the... You want fried chicken or grilled chicken? One may be healthier for you, but it's still chicken at the end of the day. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, all I'm saying is I'm gonna have less clogged arteries dealing with that shit. I'm just saying, let's be honest, it's both chicken, but your shit gonna be clogged like a motherfucker. You gonna need a plunger up in there.
Hey, I'm gonna die happy.
Shit, I'll die later.
Let's get into these playoffs. Today is the day the playoffs officially start. A new system, though. The play-in tournament officially started. The start of the playoffs. The
start of a one team.
Yeah, like B said, they got their ass whooped. TJ Clark, thank you for the super chat, man. We appreciate all y'all super chats. Why Nick and the Lakers shirt thought they was the enemy? So let's get into it, all right? It's a two-part question, I guess. We got to talk about the Clippers, of course.
Bum-ass dudes, but okay.
What time did that Pacer game start?
It started
6:30, right?
Yeah, 6:30.
Oh, I'm just putting two and two together, which the Hornets didn't do. Okay.
The reason why I'm wearing this Lakers shirt is because on Thursday or tomorrow, the Warriors play the Lakers, right? I'm going with Team LeBron for that one because I want to see
them niggas about to lose.
I want to see chaos. I want to see how good Steph is. On a one game, hey.
So he still can't create his own shot, huh?
My thing is this. Before we gonna get to the Clippers shit. My thing is this: if Steph can beat LeBron and force him to do a one and done type shit, he'll get all my respect back. Until then, we Team LeBron.
Off of one game, we gonna get respect back.
Cause niggas talking shit, talking about some Nick, bro. Steph did everything you want him to do, bro. I'm like, look, he ain't win 40 games. He win 40 games.
He did not win 40 games. He did miss some games, but which they could have won, which could have gotten that one more. He did not win 40 games.
Because I said I was going to say he couldn't win 35, but I was like, I'm going to give him credit. I'm going to give him 40. He ain't even give me 40.
He gave you 39.
He gave you 39.
He gave you 39, but he did get the team to the playoffs, which was one of the things that you
he did. And that's why I'm like, bro, I'll give him a golf clap for that.
Supporting cast. Yeah. Everybody's talking about, oh, he about to get exposed. Oh, he can't create his own shot. Oh, he going to do this. Is he even going to average 25? The fuck out of here.
What am I supposed to give him for just making the playoffs?
Steph went crazy, man.
Yeah, Steph went
crazy. What am I supposed to give him just for just making the playoffs? What are we supposed to do with that?
Well, I will say, no. You're not going to give him anything, but I think you came into the season wanting to see if he could do it, if he can get him to the playoffs.
And that's why I'm interested in seeing this. I love this playing tournament.
But you can't add another. You can't really add another.
Well, because he ain't meet all my standards, so that's why I gotta see one more.
You know what, Nick? Exactly. I'm with Ken on this because here's the thing. Even though he didn't win 40, he missed games. But this was arguably the best stretch of his fucking career. And the way that he was getting buckets was way different than any other time.
They don't get in the playoffs without Steph. Steph willed them to the playoffs just like Westbrook did.
Off of greatness. And what do I always say? Superstar, I don't give a fuck what you got. What other nine guys is on that roster? Superstars make playoffs.
Okay. He carried this team.
Is that
told y'all Steph was gonna go off?
It's a superstar. Is that the bare minimum of a superstar though? To make the playoffs.
If you by yourself, yeah.
Okay. So he did the bare minimum.
But,
all right, so that's what I'm like.
It takes a superstar to even do that. Though.
I give him.
Ask Paul George if he got to the playoffs by himself after Indiana.
I never said he wasn't a superstar. I have my as on my list as a superstar. All I'm saying is that I'm not that impressed. But what I will be impressed is if he takes down.
No. You're not gonna float like Marty McFly around that.
What you talking about?
What was you not impressed about? What did not impress you about Stephen Curry?
Steph was fooling,
season?
Dude.
No. Let this man talk.
I thought he'd be a higher seed.
That's not what you asked for.
Yeah, that's not.
No. I'm saying I thought he would be a higher seed coming in. Because
regardless,
even with Clay being out.
No, I'm saying this.
Before Clay. Okay, fine. You wasn't impressed by the seeding. What else was you not impressed by?
That was probably it.
Okay, next topic.
Yeah.
You didn't even list a seeding requirement.
No, I was saying I'll be surprised if he make the playoffs. But as the season went on, I'm like, okay, this y'all like y'all said, I gave him a shout out on the show. Man. And I was like, all right, he may be a higher seed.
Steph was clowning.
He kept on losing games.
I don't understand what you got impressed with.
Nah, man. Come on.
Yeah. This is what I ain't say this to y'all.
Man,
but
Steph
like,
has been Steph been phenomenal this year, man. He's been great.
Nah, man. You gotta
he been all right.
You gotta eat your words.
He did his job. He did his job.
What the hell you doing wearing a Lakers shirt?
Because I'm rooting for the Lakers.
As much as you
not about
that.
Not about to lose.
Right. Not about to lose because he's rooting for him.
I'm rooting for the Lakers, man.
Because he was all Clippers last year. Clippers this, Clippers that. Playoff P this.
He's just trying to get the reverse Jedi mind trick going.
That's all it is.
Hey, yeah. Underneath that, his undershirt, a Clipper shirt.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Speaking of the Clippers, how do y'all feel? Or do y'all feel a certain type of way about the Clippers' strategy to avoid the Lakers?
Yep.
Yeah, because they lost to Houston.
Do we know that was a strategy?
They lost to Houston and OKC. They lost to like one of the two wackest teams in the West.
Chris Broussard said that he talked to some people, and it sounds like that was the strategy.
The Warriors tried to do the same thing.
To what? Their boy who?
The Warriors don't have to.
To avoid what? What did they try to do?
To avoid the Lakers.
But the Warriors
how?
Don't
have. Somebody in the play-in game?
They don't have the ability to do
right.
That.
They don't.
Wherever the niggas landed is where they landed.
Kerr benched Curry, and they tried to, and they ended up winning that game. He was trying to lose that game. No, he did the same thing.
No, I don't.
But
no. Clippers is definitely obvious.
Yeah.
The Clippers, Houston, OKC, the worst record. Teams
but when did they do this? Because at some point we knew the Lakers were gonna, be in a play-in game.
No, not really. This Sunday, if the Lakers would have won and if Blazers would have lost, that would have put Lakers at the sixth seed.
Okay, true. True. So the Clippers are third?
No, the Clippers are...
Four.
Let me look at it. I'm looking at the standings.
Because the only way they would have played the Lakers is if the Lakers would have got the fifth seed.
The Clippers are the fourth and the Mavs are the fifth seed.
Yeah, so how were they going to play the Clippers if they would have gotten the sixth
seed? So Luka facing the Clippers again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they faced each other last year in the first
round. I think if the Clippers stayed at the third seed, they would face the Lakers in the next round. So now they don't have to face the Lakers until the conference finals if they make it that far.
That's some weak ass shit.
Thank you, Ken.
I told you.
Isn't basketball all about matchups?
Get out of here.
Hey, at that level, man, you playing at elite level. You shouldn't, you shouldn't be scared. You shouldn't
Who is this guy?
Yeah, shouldn't be scared or not want to play a team.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
No, you don't get that opportunity no more. No.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm just saying, let's say if the Clippers make it to the Western Conference Finals, was this strategy not smart?
It's still weak. It's super weak.
You know why? Because champions, regardless of the sport,
they don't run.
It don't matter, bro. Yep. Because at the end of the day, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go through a championship run, you want to beat the best. Because you don't want nobody questioning what the fuck you just did.
Yep. So
get the fuck out of here. If I'm the Clippers, I'm like, I want the Lakers the first round.
Yep.
Because I want to send a message to all you other motherfucking bitches out here. We coming for y'all ass too.
Yep.
The fuck out of here. Come on,
I'm saying is, well, they.
Oh
if,
my God!
If they're as good as they say they are, they're gonna meet the Lakers eventually, regardless, right?
They're not gonna meet the Lakers.
I'm just saying, is that not right? You just said like, they got to beat the best, so but to get out the West, they got to see out.
But it's the mentality of the fact that you're trying to manipulate when I play you. Yeah. It don't fucking matter,
bro.
It don't matter, bro.
It don't matter.
I'm out here on this court. I got my goons. What? Bring your goons
FIFA.
And see what happens.
Hey, FIFA, what was that shit Paul George was saying at the beginning of the season? Oh, yeah. What was he? He was talking shit. Wasn't he like, yeah, you know, I'm coming back this season. He was talking shit.
Playoff?
I'm just saying, if they, obviously, this strategy is all on the foundation of they have to make the Western Conference Finals, not the NBA Finals.
If they don't do that, then they're fooled.
Before you go, don't forget that question, Ken. You know who, in my opinion, nobody's talking about it, who this shows the worst on?
To my Ty Lue?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. Because he's the coach.
Because you're the coach. You coach LeBron. Mm-hmm. You know the type of animal it is over there. Mm.
And you played on those Lakers squad. Yeah.
You got to hype them Clipper motherfuckers up to be like, I know this guy. Yeah. Y'all better than him.
I'll say this, though. Who knows the team better than anybody outside of LA media? Ty Lue. These niggas ain't ready for the Lakers yet. we need a couple little tune-up games, kid. Get my guys up. Then we'll be ready down the line.
Let me ask you this.
The NBA playoffs. If you're saying you ain't ready, then you just ain't supposed to be in the NBA playoffs.
Thank you, B.
So what do you think of the strategy, Nick?
Nick like it.
I don't. I
That's exactly what Nick would do.
Yeah. I'm indifferent of it because it don't really matter to me because they going to me, I'm thinking about it like, if I'm going to eventually see the Lakers because I have to get out the West, then I'll see them when I see them. Now, for me, is the other thing about that is, though, is if you get knocked out in the first round or the second round, then you got to blow it up. And this is like the worst experiment in NBA history.
There's one thing.
So it's just like a lot. You gambling regardless. Because, like, if they don't make it to the Western Conference Finals or the NBA Finals this year, they got to blow up the team.
Hold on. There's one thing about seeing them when you see them. There's another about running from them. That's a whole different thing, bro. Like, if we just happen to match up, cool. But if I just know that if I stay here, I'm going to end up facing him, and I'm like, I don't know if I want this. That's different, man. Yeah. That's cowardly.
Yeah.
Because
Simba ran, then he came back and took over, B. Come on, man. Hold on. We got a couple super chats. Sebastian Pierre, is D-Book on watch for the playoffs?
No, this is first playoffs. This is very first playoffs. Like,
I anticipate some bad games.
Yeah. It's going to be nerves. It's going to be like, oh, man, this
I want to do too much.
Yeah, I want to do too much because the brights is lighter now. Yeah. You know, yeah. The lights are brighter now, so yeah.
Oh, nobody told Q we can set up the room.
What?
He said Q been in the room since 9:30. Oh, man. My bad.
Shout out. My bad, Q. We'll get you on Thursday.
Let me text him.
We Them Boys sent a super chat. Shout out to y'all for the super chats.
Appreciate the Read Them
Clippers
Boys.
Want LeBron and AD to get tired and injured in the first two rounds before they face them.
Okay. Yeah.
let me tell you something about my mentality as a basketball player. If I was on that Lakers squad and we finally see the Clippers, do you know how much shit talking I'm doing from the moment we step on that court? You pussy ass motherfuckers didn't even want to play us. That's why you gonna get your ass whooped. Do you understand the level of shit talking? And then there ain't nothing that you can do or say. And especially if you lose.
Intense. That shit gonna be intense.
My thing is though.
Oh my God.
I hope they play each other.
They don't play each other. I got a good feeling they'll play each other.
Because
we have to see that. We have to see the battle of LA. What if the Clippers win though with this strategy?
You know what?
I'm just saying. You still won't respect them. It worked.
Only way if they win if AD or Brian banged up and not.
No, I'm just saying if it's just straight up.
If it's straight up and they win,
yeah. What would you say then?
That'd be impressive. I mean, I just
some
like
whole that. Ass niggas.
How?
That's some whole ass shit.
If you beat them, you beat them regardless.
But
and wouldn't it be sweeter to beat them on your way to the NBA Finals than to beat them just in the second round?
It beating them regardless, though. I mean, yeah. You got to see them regardless. It shouldn't matter.
Look. Again, do you not think it sends a message to the entire NBA to beat them in the first round?
Or at least the Western Conference. At least the Western Conference.
But my thing is, my question, I guess, is like, what mentality are you really thinking about? Like, is it all about beating the Lakers or is it all about getting to the finals? Because to me, those two things are separate.
When it's all about getting to the finals, it don't matter what the jersey is if it's not your jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like Russell Westbrook. You can't tell me if Russell Westbrook is on that Clipper team, he's okay with that. Coach, you're going to have to lock me in my house.
Right. Because I'm coming out. I'm giving out 200% every time.
You put Michael Jordan on that squad. You think that that's happening?
Kobe. Yeah.
LeBron. Magic. I can name all of the greats.
Are any of them type of niggas on this squad?
On the Clipper squad?
But yeah. That's why they're not going to win.
I mean, shit.
Wait, hold. Look, here's the thing. Y'all motherfuckers sat. And preached to me that Kawhi was that nigga.
Who?
A lot of motherfuckers. When I say not y'all, is universe.
Kawhi is he's one of them niggas.
No,
he's one of them
niggas.
He's one of them niggas. He ain't a nigga. Yeah.
He's a nigga.
Don't act like he ain't shit, kid.
He ain't shit. He ain't shit. The leprechaun champ.
All right, bro.
Kawhi Leonard is the luckiest champion in NBA history. And now he is a coward. He is running from the guy that he went to LA. Remember, everybody talk about these commercials that he did, all this shit. Yeah, he was supposed to come take over LA.
How you talking about old shit, Ken?
It was. Can you remember?
Because
go ahead and put your Clipper t-shirt on that you got in there.
So now all of a sudden, you don't want to face them? You get to LA, this is supposed to be your team. You went to the Clippers because you want things to be different. You should want LeBron in the first round. As a matter of fact, you could be like, man, I put that nigga out in the first round. He didn't even get a chance to get to the Western Conference.
Who the king now?
Yeah.
Exactly.
But to me, that mentality could be like, then they'll feel like they won already by just beating the Lakers. The way y'all celebrating is like, bro, we here for something bigger than these niggas.
100%. But understand that not all victories are weighted the same. And obviously, a victory over the Lakers and knocking them out of the playoffs is a bigger victory than knocking out the Denver and almost any other, the fucking Phoenix Suns. Knocking out the Lakers means more. But great champions... And Kawhi is a multiple time champion. Great champions understand, okay, we can celebrate this because this they are the defending champs. Mm-hmm. Let's celebrate it tonight. And that's it. Because tomorrow starts the journey on the next squad.
You hit him with the Kobe.
Yep.
Job not done.
You think Kawhi is scared of LeBron?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You think not?
Show me proof that he's not, Nick.
Show me on his face where you ever seen him be scared.
We don't know what the hell's happening.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, so I don't know how you could say like he's scared. Like I've literally heard LeBron be scared of him. I have not heard.
Hell no.
When Kawhi came back in the game, what did LeBron say?
That was way back then.
Ken over here talking about old LA commercial New Balance shit.
No.
Back in the day.
They making that shit up.
They're not, because I know exactly the clip.
I do too, and it's false.
It's not. It's not. You know the reason why LeBron didn't want to see Kawhi? First and foremost, prior to there's only two players.
That was that Spurs Kawhi.
Spurs Kawhi. Young Kawhi probably got more energy than LeBron. LeBron had to carry a lot of the load. That was the first playoffs when D-Wade started breaking down and shit. It was literally LeBron against the whole Spurs I'm just saying that sounds like excuses to me, bro.
It's not excuses, but y'all act like that Kawhi was this Kawhi. Yep. These are two different Kawhis. That's just a little young nigga who's coming in the game who's been a fucking pest.
To do one thing.
He ain't just do one thing. He won Finals MVP.
Being afraid of that Kawhi is different from being afraid of this Kawhi.
He even slowed down LeBron. LeBron averaged 30 plus.
Kawhi had good numbers too.
It was an ugly 30 plus though.
It was an ugly 30 plus. I can't even front.
It was the damn 30 plus.
Yeah, it was.
But nah, LeBron is not scared of Kawhi.
Nope.
And we saw what the Lakers did to the Clippers the last two times they played them last year. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, they got the little cute win in the beginning of the year and then the second game. And he went, let's get these niggas out of here twice.
And what was the team that they beat in between that?
The Bucks.
The Bucks were the number one team in the NBA at the time. Yep.
The Bucks. LeBron was sending over that run. Nobody.
You know, if just by watching.
He's scared of Curry.
Who?
He's scared of Curry.
Yeah, I think Curry.
You think LeBron is scared of Curry?
Yeah, LeBron worried about this game, bro.
You got it. You got a guard, man.
Man, LeBron, hey, Laker Nation, we out here.
You got a guard, Curry.
LeBron worried about this game, bro.
Of course, dude.
And here's the thing. Yeah, you have to do that. But even if you do that, he's still going to splash it in your face. I think Curry is the most unguardable, non-physical player we've ever seen.
We're going to see that. We're going to see that tomorrow. LeBron is going to set the tone. He gonna guard Curry damn near the
He gonna catch Beverly's ass.
He gonna put Caruso shit on him.
What nigga do say today? But yeah, LeBron said, "Oh, I'm gonna go lock that." Hell no.
He gonna Patrick Beverly's ass.
LeBron gonna be like this. He gonna be out there dancing some salsa.
LeBron ain't crazy.
He gonna lock his ass up.
LeBron know his limitations. Yeah. Now can I switch on him in here or fourth quarter? Oh shit, it's a 6-point game.
Nah, I ain't gonna say he gonna guard him the whole game. I'm gonna say he gonna set the tone like this nigga. We gonna make sure.
Not out the gate.
He gonna pass that motherfucker up.
They gonna put all them other little guards on.
THT, Caruso.
Yep. Caruso.
Who else? I forgot what other point
KCP
guard they got.
KCP, all of them.
Ben Mack, all of them. Everybody not named LeBron is going to be out there.
You're going to need to. LeBron and AD, they both not going to go out there.
LeBron worried about this game, bro.
He worried about this game. After what we see what Curry did in the month of April, like.
LeBron looking at that nigga like, he ain't shit.
No, he not.
I'm going to tell you like this. Outside looking in, I think LeBron doesn't fear anybody as a basketball player. But who he worries about, like, damn, even if I play the best defense I play, there's nothing I can do.
I think
it's
only
two players.
KD.
And Steph.
I only think it's KD.
Kobe too.
Yeah, but Kobe not here no more.
I know. Okay, I got you.
I'm just saying right now.
I got you.
Who can impede another championship? Yeah. Them two niggas, LeBron is like, damn.
He's not scared, but he knows he got to be at his best.
A+.
I see Kevin Durant there's a show LeBron. I'm like, he can't.
That's the only nigga that can do that.
Eight for 10, put up 50 points.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it makes
no fucking sense. He learned how to shoot better.
He be 3-for-4 for 37 points. I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
KD is no fair. He's not fair, man.
Them the two niggas, bro, because when I watch those two guys play, in my opinion, those are the two most unfair motherfuckers out on the court.
Because you can't stop either one. Like, he can stop Paul George.
Yep.
He can stop Giannis. Yeah. He can stop Kawhi.
Yeah.
You know. He can stop Joker.
He can stop Joker.
When he needs to. Yeah, not the whole game.
KD and Curry.
It's a different animal, man.
Yeah. Unstoppable.
Because even Dame, we saw what the Lakers did. Well, they didn't play last year. But I honestly believe LeBron only truly respects those two players in the NBA as peers on his level. Like, where LeBron is right now, them the only two dudes.
And that's why LeBron recruiting.
Steph.
You think he got some respect for Dame?
I think Q's on to something.
100%. Yeah. He definitely got. Yeah. But I don't think he fears Dame and the team around him. But even without Clay and whatever.
Yeah, he ain't worried about Dame.
Yeah, he not worried about Dame like that.
And it's not even Dame. It's the rest of the niggas on the team.
Yeah.
But I think he worries about Steph like, oh, shit. Like that little nigga right
there. We've seen it. He elevates everybody else on that team. Like, the rest of them niggas should be playing like that. When has Wiggins played like that ever? You know, in spurts, but like Wiggins is look like a new nigga out there now. And all them Jordan Poole and all them other guys we can't even name. You know, even Draymond want to bait the playoffs now. He's trying to play good.
Draymond trying to prove he the best defensive player of all time. right now, we at halftime with the Wizards in Boston. It's 54-52. Wizards up. Who do y'all think going to win that matchup?
Wizards.
Yeah, I think Wizards too. Jalen Brown being out.
Is Marcus Smart out? I think I may have seen that he may have gotten injured.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
But Jalen Brown being out, that's
going to
hurt.
I just feel like the wind is out of Boston's sails.
Me too.
Sales.
Yeah.
They don't feel the same.
It don't.
And I really think this offseason, we're going to see a lot of changes. I think Brad Stevens is out.
You think he's out this year? Nah, he can't be out. They had injuries, bro.
But it don't...
He's coached around it before in the past.
But my opinion, this is again outside looking in, it just seems that the control he had over the locker room isn't the same. Again, this is just outside looking in, it's my own personal speculation. If I was the owner, I'd get rid of Danny Ainge as well.
You talking about clean house then?
In terms of the front office, I'm cleaning house.
They ain't trying to start over like that.
Because then you might as well blow up the team if you're doing that shit.
Not necessarily. You know me. What was it, last week that I said it? I get rid of everybody not named these three players. Obviously, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, and Marcus Smart. The rest of them niggas all can go.
That's your best? Who the fuck else is outside of them niggas?
But people will trade.
Pritchard? Peyton Pritchard?
People will
Pleasantville. Trade. They like Pleasantville.
People will trade. And I'm not saying that you're going to get an all-star.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah. You ain't getting shit.
You get some draft picks. You can get some draft picks.
The reason why I'm clearing all of that out is because in free agency, I'm trying to sign somebody.
You're going to get Frank Kaminsky.
You know what I think that they're missing? I think they're the Clippers East. And they need a point guard to set the table for Jalen and Jason. Because when you watch them this year, and obviously I know that they're one-on-one players. They're wing scoring, two-way wings, right? They did too much one-on-one. And I think that that's what took everybody else out of their rhythm. Because realistically, when you watch them play this year, it was only Jason and Jalen balling like that.
Yeah.
So what about everybody else? Kemba's been a major disappointment.
Injury. I think
his knees is gone.
Yeah. I think.
He fucked up by resigning Charlotte.
I think that knee is worse than what they
make. Smiling too damn much.
Because he got paid. That's right. Yeah. Like, look, shit. I'm about to be chilling.
Too, shit.
Or is that grimacing? It's one of the other.
But I think that they need a pass first point guard to set the table for them. Because to me, when you look at Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown. That's Kawhi and PG different, but that's what they are.
I would say the Hail Mary that Danny Ainge can do to save his job is mortgage the future and try to get Dame. Because he fucked up and not doing that with AD.
Yep.
So he got to do something. Tickle O'Kane, shout out to you for the super chat. Celtics don't fire anyone, coaches or GMs.
I feel you. I'm just saying if I was the owner. Y'all been watching this telecast long enough. You already know, nigga. I'm clearing house.
But should Brad Steve, this be his last year? I think they should give him one more year.
I'm with you.
I'm one more year.
Because it's just like.
He is on watch, though.
He is.
But, I mean, I'll give him one more year. Because like you said, they've been batting a lot of injuries this year. This short offseason going into this season.
And technically, he was the seventh seed if it wasn't for this play-in tournament.
God damn it. Yeah. I'll trade Brad Stevens. They traded Doc Rivers the other day to the Clippers.
That was something that shouldn't have been said on public. That was under the table.
But either way, I'll trade that motherfucker too. He on the table.
Let's get into these playoffs, man. Right now, we're still waiting to see the results from who will be the 1-8, 2-7 type matchups. But we still got the 3-6, 4-5 matchups done, so we can talk about those. Y'all want to start with the East or the West?
East.
Wherever you want to go.
East. Let's go Bucks Heat, since you got the motherfucking shirt on, but they ain't your squad.
They're always my team. You know what I'm saying? Just like the Bulls, regardless of how good or bad that they are. I got the Heat, man. But y'all, it's playoff time.
He's saying that. He ain't even saying it with confidence, though.
It's playoff time.
He didn't.
And you know how I feel about
Giannis.
Same shit, different year.
You think Butler going to punk him?
What Butler say a few games ago?
Hey, man, out of bio.
I think you put it in the chat. What Butler say after he won that game against somebody?
Yeah, I forgot.
We ain't afraid of nobody.
We ain't afraid of nobody. Yeah, it was a post-game interview.
Yep.
Yeah, I just the Bucks, man.
If Butler can wheel this team to a finals, then I'm just saying
if he could do that,
I'll put him on that superstar.
He may be one of the greatest. He may be one of the greatest Miami Heat of all time.
He can wheel this Miami team to a damn NBA finals.
Hey, he a champion already in my mind.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, that nigga. Like,
I'm gonna give it up at that point.
Because the motherfuckers he would have to beat.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
But I'm going with the Bucks because Giannis ain't losing in the first round, bro. Okay. He ain't usually.
Yeah, okay. I think Butler might. I think they're gonna shock. I ain't gonna say shock the world because we already know Miami is
legit
tough. Yeah, they legit. I'm with FIFA. I'm going with the Heat. I say Heat in six.
Heat in six?
Yeah, Heat in six or seven, yeah.
The Heat not winning this
team. That's what I'm trying to say. Why y'all man saying this shit?
Okay. No. Okay, Bucks in what?
Five.
Since when y'all just had a fan away?
I feel like he made that up.
He wanted to say four, but he was going, I'm going to give the brother one. Jimmy Butler good for two. I'm going to say the Bucks and six.
So you say Bucks and six?
Bucks and six.
You sticking the Bucks and five.
Because he had been banged up, though, but I don't know. I can see Butler making Giannis. Well, if the Bucks win, it's gonna be because of not Giannis. Like, I think Butler going to punk Giannis.
I don't think it's going to be Butler. I think it's going to be Adebayo. I think Adebayo is going to limit what Giannis can do.
Because who else are they big guys? Bucks.
Did they got Lopez still?
Lopez?
No, he hurt. He out.
Oh.
Splash Mountain going to come back for the playoffs. That's what they call him in the streets.
Oh, really?
Splash Mountain.
I don't know, man. This is going to be... So if everybody back on Miami healthy? Year. Is everybody healthy on Miami now?
Pretty much.
Like, nobody's out.
I have to double check. But I feel like... Miami, some of their young players.
Yeah, I say some of these guys are banged up.
They've taken a little bit of a step back, and maybe because of injuries and all that.
Well, what about how is White Powder Donut? How's he doing?
White Powder Donut. You talking about Tyler Hero? Big Hero 6.
They was concerned about his play earlier this year. Wasn't they talking about
him? Remember White Chocolate? Yeah. Eat White Powder Donut.
Eat a booger sugar. Alex Hayes, super chat question. Shout out to you, man. As a Boston fan, get Stevens and Danny Ainge out of here. Stevens has been overrated to me. Mm. And I'm with FIFA on cleaning house. Weedem Boy said Trey Young will enter superstar status in this next series. Bite your tongue on that, sir.
Yeah. And y'all know how I feel about Trey Young, but I don't think he's ready to make that step.
I think that New York and Hawks series is going to be fun to watch.
It is going
to
be fun.
I think that may be the best first round series you're going
to
get.
It's going to be fun to watch. That's gonna be fun to watch, man.
But yeah, I got the Bucks in six. So let's go to the West. Nuggets and Blazers. Who y'all got?
Man, this one's tough.
No, I got Nuggets.
No, it's not.
I got Nuggets. Portland been looking kind of suspect on defense lately.
They always been.
I mean, but they've been looking real bad.
Trust me, bro.
They've been looking real bad on defense.
They were ranked 29th.
They've been looking bad on defense. So just because of that, I'm going with Nuggets and. I'm gonna give Dame two, so I say Nuggets in six.
I'm going Blazers in three.
Who said Blazers?
It's like, no, I'm gonna go Blazers in seven. I think this is gonna be a competitive series because of the defense shit. I think if the Blazers could play better defense, it could go into six.
But if they can, though, they've been playing.
And the Jamal Murray injury helps with the seven as well.
But Denver's still, I mean, they deep. Denver's
they,
deep.
They are they deep, still but intact. They ain't got no nigga that can just come out of nowhere and score 50 like that.
Yes, they do.
Who?
Michael Porter Jr.
Like, y'all keep on talking about this nigga. You seen him score 50, Ken?
I ain't seen him.
You seen him score 40?
That motherfucker.
He can do.
Have you seen it, though?
He's gotten close.
I said this.
Like, y'all better stop sleeping.
I told you my motto in the NBA is, back, if I ain't seen it, he can't do it.
If his back don't be like Tracy McGrady's, man, Michael Porter Jr., the offense going to run through him in another year.
Maybe he can get there, but not this series, man.
So I'm gonna pick Denver because of MPJ and what I said last year, and it kind of came to fruition this year. And to go against what you're saying, because Jamal Murray's hurt, they're gonna have to rely on him more. And I think he's one of those guys with the tough mentality. He's gonna overcome that. Now, is he gonna look young at times? Of course, just like he did last year. But I think he could overcome that.
And you add in Aaron Gordon too. They didn't have that piece last year.
They didn't have that.
They didn't have that piece.
So when you look at it against the Blazers, who the hell the Blazers got that can match that?
That's what I'm saying.
They don't
man.
Have nobody that can match that.
They've been looking bad defensively.
Robert Covington.
I mean, that's a good pick. But no, Ken. No.
Aaron Gordon is a way bigger like. who's Aaron Gordon's matchup? They don't have nobody. They don't have nobody. And then Joker against Nurkic. They traded Nurkic because they had Joker. You know what I'm saying? So Joker clear advantage, Aaron Gordon advantage against that entire roster. And then when we look at the scoring, Carmelo Anthony 2.0, I'm telling you, MPJ is Carmelo Anthony 2.0. This month,
that must mean he got to face the original. Melo going off that series, he averaging 20. He's gonna have a nice game or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna have it's Carmelo fucking
Anthony. He gonna give me four good games out of that seven game
series. Nah, I don't know about that. He's not there no more.
He may give you four big shots.
Yeah. Two games, four shots.
Yep.
That's
and
it.
And they want y'all to stop disrespecting Joker. They've been saying y'all been talking shit about Joker. Somebody on
that's
here.
That's my MVP.
I'm going to look at him then.
Yeah. I thought I had an MVP.
Somebody was saying y'all been talking shit about the Joker.
No, not me.
All right.
Not me.
So you got them in what? The Nuggets in what?
I'll take them in six.
And B, who you got?
That's a six. Yeah, Denver in six.
Yep. Blazers in six.
All right. Let's go back to the...
So y'all know that's the losing side over there. You sided with Nick Ken. You know what that man record looked like.
He don't fuck with Joker. That's why he said we got the Knicks versus the Hawks in the East. The 4-5 matchup. Those are usually always the interesting matchups. Y'all already know who I got.
I'm going with Atlanta.
What? Yep. And what?
Really? Yep. I'm
going Atlanta and what?
Six.
I'm going with New York. I'm going with the Knicks. I think this can go seven. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes seven.
Yeah, I'm going with...
Oh, yeah, seven would be good.
I'm going with the Knicks in six defense. And here's the thing. Like, I feel that the Hawks still... They have young mentalities. Shots don't go in.
Yep.
They miss a rotation or two.
Yep.
They get down on themselves. Like, they don't know how to really overcome. They don't know how to execute.
This playoff shit going to be different. Exactly. They're about to see how different this shit is going to be.
But... This is exactly what they need to make that
jump. Of course.
Now, the reason why I'm picking the Knicks decidedly is because Thibodeau ain't fucking around. And we know
that. And Nate McMillan is?
The execution on defense is top five in the league. The Hawks are not ready to overcome that. In my opinion, the Hawks still don't know how to win close games. Now, have they won a couple of them this year? Yeah, because they are better. It's another year. But the playoffs, they're not ready. They're not ready for what Thibodeau is going to throw at them.
This Trae Young's first playoff
ever.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
And with that's the case, like I'm going to say Knicks in five.
You're going to say Knicks in five?
I damn don't want to say Knicks in four.
So I don't know whoever said that Trae Young is going to be a superstar out of this series. I don't necessarily agree with that. However, I do see him having a 50-point game or 40-some point game.
I give him five.
That's why I said Knicks and six. I think Trey is going to have a game or two.
They only got to worry about one person on the Knicks team, and that's Randall.
Nah, I won't say that. Y'all sleeping on RJ.
RJ Brick?
Now, can they play collectively?
Yeah, they do.
They play as a unit.
You want to talk about somebody that hope? Well, I don't know. RJ, he thinks every shot going in.
And we got Alex Birkenbag. You know what I'm saying? He gonna drop something. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got IQ. Come on, y'all.
Man.
We got Reggie Bullock. He's one of the best 3-point shooters.
Reggie Bullock will disappear. D-Rose. I forgot D-Rose.
D-Rose should be sixth man of the year.
What's the other rookie, the big man that got?
Obi-Wan Kenobi?
He's
going to show out too.
Look, Ken. Look, I don't have high praise for the Knicks getting past the second round. But against the Hawks, this is like the perfect seed for the
Hawks have more talent.
They do.
They do have more talent.
You know, it's like Philly a couple of years ago when we saw them play against Boston. Right? Think about it.
I am.
Two young rosters.
Okay.
Better head coach with Boston executed down the stretch. Philly had more talent.
Okay.
But it's about the execution down the stretch. And Thibodeau ain't letting up. Thibodeau going to play that boy Julius Randle all 48 minutes. He going to... I'm telling you.
I want to see how Jason Collins going to handle this matchup. If him, more than likely, he's going to match up against Julius Randle.
Julius going to bust his ass.
Yeah. Well,
Because if Jason like Collins want this max money, show your worth.
Thank you.
Show your worth.
That's exactly what I'm about to say.
Show your
worth. You want bread?
You want bread?
Okay.
This is where you earn it. This is where you earn that money.
This is the wrong year for that because Julius is up for money too.
He earned his already.
That's fine.
You earn your money in the playoffs. You earn your money in the playoffs.
He earned it.
Getting paid. The jump is too big.
Yeah.
He's getting paid.
He's getting paid.
Shout out to the Super Chats once again. Chill Vibes 24. Outside of Lakers versus Nets, what finals matchup would you want to see? I think Lakers versus Philly or Clippers versus Nets would be a good watch.
No one wants to see Clippers versus Nets.
I want to see Clippers versus Philly. I want Philly to get their revenge on Kawhi and that fucking shot that he made.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Clippers versus Sixers. I like that.
I'll give you that.
It's a good matchup.
Yeah, it is.
Let me see.
It puts a lot of pressure on Ben Simmons.
Suns and Philly. I would like to see Suns and Philly.
Suns and Philly?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep.
So D Book gets to the finals. His first D-book, taste in the playoff.
CP3 versus Ben
that'd
Simmons.
That'd be crazy. DeAndre Ayton versus Aiden? Yeah. Man, that'd be crazy.
DeAndre Ayton about to look like a little boy.
He would.
Joel Embiid is not fucking around.
Yeah.
But that'd be a good tester. That'd be a good learning lesson for Aiden.
He's hurt. I hope he can come back.
Hey, I don't know if y'all ever saw this one clip where Larry Johnson, he was bench pressing. He said Alonzo Mourning, Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason. Mm-hmm. That's what DeAndre Jordan going to have to do. He played Joel Embiid. The next day, after you lose that final, you better be in that motherfucking bench press, bro, because Joel Embiid going to put you up under that rim.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Clippers, Philly. I think that would be a good one. One more super chat. Drink more water. Shout out to you, man.
What
do you
do?
I'm trying. FIFA and you guys clearly don't watch the Bucks. New system, new Giannis mid-post game. Giannis does have a fadeaway. Drew Holiday as the primary ball handler.
He got a fade.
It's not a consistent fadeaway.
And more defined roles with the role players in Forbes and Portis.
Okay, so
clearly this is a Milwaukee fan.
Yeah.
Drink more water. Let me know. You know what? Matter of fact, are we going to watch any of these games live?
We can.
Drink more water. I need you to watch this game with us live, bro. Mm. Because I want to point out every single thing that I see wrong with Giannis's game. I've done it the last two or three years.
See if we can set something up. Mm-hmm. You got called out, bro.
Time to put up a shut up, man.
Hell nah. Shout out to you, Tigalo K. He says, Celtics up 13. Westbrook is back. That'd be disrespectful, man.
Disrespectful Westbrook.
I'm just saying, down the stretch, give me CP over Westbrook.
Is Bill playing?
I think he hurt.
Duh.
So, BZ, okay, let's go back just a little bit. B, who do you think, you take away the team success, all of that type of stuff, who, just as a player, who's closer to winning a championship, CP or Russell Westbrook?
CP.
Now, Bill's in. He playing.
Thank you. Yeah, so you agree with me. Yeah. Also, if you put Russell Westbrook on the Phoenix Suns team this year, would they have the same success?
No, they wouldn't. I don't think they would.
Would it be that much of a drop off?
Because CP3, I mean, that motherfucker is the engine, man. He is the engine that goes for teams. I mean, look what he did with those New Orleans, when it was the Hornets, the New Orleans Hornets team. He made David West and Tyson Chandler look what he did to his teams. You know, they beat the Spurs one year, I think, when he was playing there. Yeah. In advance to the second round.
It's crazy. Both of them got rings except for him.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I know. That is. But
they chased a little bit. And they were never the marquee guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Suns, they'd be a playoff team, but they wouldn't be where they're at right now. Yeah, that's the CP.
You know, when I'm looking at CP and Russell Westbrook, you know what comparison comes up to me?
What?
Jason Kidd, Stephon Marbury.
Mm.
They swapped squads literally.
Yeah.
And that squad went to the finals
2 years in a row. 2 years in a row. Back to back.
That's the difference.
That's crazy, man.
True point guards.
That didn't change no team.
Nothing at all.
Point guards. Stephon Marbury went to the Suns.
Yep.
And he had a good little run over this Phoenix. I mean, he was busting Tony Parker ass.
But they barely made the playoffs.
They barely made the playoffs.
And this team over here fucking went to the finals twice. When you have point guards as CP and J Kidd, it damn near don't matter what the hell else you got.
Yes.
Do your fucking job.
Do your job.
You a shooter, you shoot the fucking ball. You play defense, I got you. I got the rest of this shit.
Yep.
That's what
you outlet that bitch, you give it to me, and then we gone.
And that's the difference. I love Westbrook. Like I've always said, I'll take him.
Oh, yeah. I love Westbrook.
But CP is more valuable than what Russell Westbrook is.
This game ain't over yet. It's a 17-2 run in the third quarter.
Of course it's not over.
It's not over.
Who said it was over?
He did.
You said it was over?
Whoever said it in the chat.
Anyway, hold on. For all the basketball fans watching this, you need to understand, in the NBA, 20 points ain't shit.
Hell no.
A 20-point lead ain't nothing.
And it's just 13.
That's three stops and three threes. Yeah. That goes from 20 to 11.
Kemba going off. But well, he got 21.
He got two.
Kemba and Tatum.
He playing for his career at this point.
So Westbrook and Bill just got to, they just got to do what needs to be done. But we'll see.
Last matchup for the first round right now. We'll update everyone once we get these final seedings set. Clippers versus Mavs. Who y'all got? This may be the most interesting matchup first round as well.
Because it's a rematch.
It's a rematch, but it's also a lot riding on both of them.
No, it's not that really. Much riding on Dallas.
Dallas, no.
Yes, it is.
I think so.
No.
I think they blow it up if they can't
they
get,
lose?
If they,
no.
Depending on how they lose. I'll say
no,
that.
No, Dallas. Because remember, even though it's a long season, Dallas was looking really suspect, the first month?
They just
season?
Had an easy schedule down the stretch. That's how
they and it think, was. And I think they're done with this KP experience.
That's exactly
yeah,
what
they
it
are.
Was.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, depending on how they lose, they could easily blow this shit up.
I don't care. Because
they lost in five last year, didn't they?
They did. I don't care if Dallas wins or lose. I think they're moving on from KP.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a locker room fit. He's not a culture fit for that organization.
He can't stay healthy.
And he can't stay healthy on top of all of that. Yeah. So I think regardless, KP is gone.
Yeah. I got Clippers winning this, though.
Yeah, I do too.
How much?
Maybe five games.
Clippers in six.
I give him five.
Clippers got to win.
Dallas. I'm going Dallas.
You going Luka? Get out of here.
Yep,
you hated Luka this whole damn time.
Yeah, I ain't hate Luka.
Yes, you picking the white man over there.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right. Man. So Dallas in what? In win how many games?
Six.
He said COL. You don't know again.
So why? Why are you why what? What? Huh?
Yeah, Luka. Luka and who else on that team?
Exactly. Ain't nobody else.
I'm going with Luka. I'm going with the
No, he not.
No, the triple can't bullshit.
Give people the real your real pick.
It is
bullshit, man.
It is.
For me, the Clippers got to set the tone. Clippers got to win at least five, at most five.
I say five.
They should sweep
them
for real.
I give Luka one game. Luka gonna give him one game.
They should sweep him for real.
Luka gonna have that crazy fucking.
I'm giving Luka two games just because he had a big playoff last year. This year, I think he could nudge it a little bit more. But
Reggie want revenge. Reggie Jackson won revenge. That nigga is.
If Reggie's last name ain't Miller, that shit don't matter.
Real.
Yeah.
He want that action. That's why his last name Jackson.
Come on.
Tell him it's going to happen. The Luke troops watch.
Okay.
Is it going to watch?
Luke Cam troops. Cam Bush and the Luke troops.
Man, he don't believe that shit.
Yeah, he don't believe it.
Shout out to you, Oblivion.radio. He said, Nick, you don't get a W, you get a V. A half of a W. You weren't right about 50 wins, but hey, if they win, you were right. That's why he gave me a V. Hey, shout out to you, man. I don't know if they're gonna pull it out tonight, though. Shit, Kemba and them going off, but
Bill will get it together.
You trust and Bill? You trust? I don't. Not a superstar. Cannot get to his.
I just think it's early. I think they'll get it close. Going into the fourth, and then I think that's when it's going to come down to Bill or Westbrook, and then it's like Westbrook down the stretch. Eh. But Kemba Walker, he kind of wilts under pressure too.
But Kemba's, even though not necessarily in the NBA, Kemba's had bigger moments.
First of all,
teams out.
Westbrook should be destroying Kemba Walker. But, I don't know what he's doing.
He's probably not guarding him, though. He's probably not matched up against him.
Yeah, you're right.
But let's talk about Bradley Beal, though. Do y'all feel he's a superstar? I don't.
Superstar?
No, he's not a superstar.
No.
He's a star.
All-star?
He's all-star.
He's an all-star.
Yeah, but not a superstar.
Yeah. No, not yet. But he not needs yet. To get out of Washington.
No.
I put him and Devin Booker as far as, like, status-wise on the same level. Star, but not superstar.
Okay, so it's fair to call Devin Booker a star, not a superstar. But the reason why I have Devin Booker higher than Bradley Beal, in my opinion, Devin Booker has more nuclear to him. Like Devin Booker has unconsciousness. Like, I ain't about to miss, bro. So I don't care what type of defense you play. Bradley Beal, as much as I like him, he don't scare me offensively. Now, is he good? Is he solid? Can he get to what he wants? Yes.
Bradley Beal don't look like he's good until he
plays.
But yeah.
No, I agree. But it just, there's not enough. The difference, in my opinion, is the nuclearness.
No,
of,
I agree.
Of Devin Booker. Because when Devin Booker get going, bro.
I will say this, though, bro. Booker don't scare me offensively either. No,
you tripping.
Honestly,
you
he don't scare you offensively.
Not to say he can't be a dog offensively.
You know what you mean?
He
this
can't
is
scare
about
you.
As bad as
how he don't
Steph
scare
Curry
you offensively?
Because when it comes to down the stretch, they don't give the ball to him.
That's different.
How are we talking? Hold on.
You said he doesn't.
How are we talking about that's different?
We're talking about offensively, not in clutch moments.
If you offensively nuclear, why are we not going to you?
And he has been clutch offensively. Whose team is it? Yeah.
CP's team. Because Devin
Booker. Does CP go nuclear?
Because no, not like that.
Okay.
Not like that. But it's CP's team because Devin Booker has knowledge to still gain from CP. This is not the year of CP or Devin Booker taking over. It's just like LeBron and D-Wade. That first year, LeBron really deferred to D-Wade until LeBron understood holistically, okay, this is what it's going to take to win a championship. Mm-hmm. And D-Wade said, hey, bro, we need you to take over.
Yeah.
So I got mine.
Exactly. You know, 100%. But that's the reason why that dynamic had to happen.
You're stupid,
and even though CP doesn't have a championship, and obviously Devin Booker doesn't either, that same dynamic has to happen where it's the changing of the guard.
And those nuclear moments that he's had in the past didn't get him to the playoffs.
Yeah, yep. They ain't do
so,
shit.
So offensively, he's legit. It's just, you know, it only can go so far.
Drink More Water said Beal and Tatum are in the same boat. They don't impact the scoreboard if they don't score.
Okay.
I would say that is what Jason Tatum has to work on.
Yeah.
Because I 1,000,000% agree with that.
It took a minute for me to process what he was saying.
Jason Tatum has
to. Oh, no. He has at times, but not consistently.
When you 6'8", with that type of tremendous wingspan and athletic ability, you got to get more deflections. You got to shut inferior people down. If you're playing against KD, of course that nigga going to score 35-40 on you. He scored 35-40 on everybody. But when you play Paul George, he shouldn't get more than his average against you, if not less. You know what I'm saying? Like there's levels to this shit.
Paul George is a bad example. Paul George is going to get his.
Yep. No, Paul George is going to. That's a bad example because Paul George will get 5 points if nobody's guarding him sometimes.
Middleton.
Chris Middleton. Thank you. Chris Middleton scored more than 20 on you. Jason Tatum, you need to look at yourself in the mirror. 100%. He needs to affect the game in more ways than just scoring. Yep, I agree with that.
Ugliest Known ask, is D Booker an all star in the making?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an easy yes. I ain't gonna go superstar yet, but I'll say all-star.
Oh yeah.
Let me see. So that's pretty much it for the first round so far. Again, we still waiting on the results of this the first of the ever playing tournament. Tomorrow's schedule.
Well, real quick, so who do the Pacers play?
The Pacers play the winner of this matchup of the Boston
shit.
And
damn.
The playoffs don't start until after this.
They played a one seed.
Mm-mm, not yet.
No, yeah, they play.
Because whoever wins this one, because the Hornets are out, so the Pacers are just waiting on whoever wins this one, and then whoever.
No, they play the loser of this 7-8 game.
Yeah, you're right.
That's who the Pacers play.
Yeah, because then
Pacers
whoever
play the loser of this game, and then
the Pacers are guaranteed a spot. Because even if they lose to whoever
tomorrow, they
they still number 8. And then whoever wins this can be number 7.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And then we got San Antonio at Memphis tomorrow. And then we got the nightcap is Golden State at LA.
Well, we can pick those. So, we already talked about Lakers, Warriors. B, who you got? Lakers, Warriors?
You've been talking about your boy all year. Go ahead, pick him. You don't pick him, he ain't shit.
See, I don't know how. I just don't know how healthy Lakers banging up right now. It's hard to bet against LeBron. But damn, Warriors been playing out their minds these last 4 or 5 weeks. I'm gonna go on a limb and say Golden State. I'm gonna say Golden State.
Welcome to the winner's side, B. I got the Warriors too.
I'm gonna say Golden State.
Spurs. Shout out to Pop. Spurs. Grizzlies.
I got Memphis.
Hold on. I didn't say about the Lakers.
I thought you picked the Lakers.
I didn't say it on this telecast. We did it on Thursday. I'm not betting against LeBron, which is why I got the LeBron shirt on. So, Lakers.
All right, Spurs, Grizzlies. You said Grizz.
Grizz, yeah.
You got the Grizz too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got Grizz.
Dang.
I honestly don't know. But I got the Grizz.
I don't like going against Pop. I'll say that. But outside of that.
I don't either.
Yeah. Outside of that, Ja Morant and that Jackson boy, man. Jaren Jackson. They got a good young squad in Memphis.
They need one more good vet.
Do.
Yeah, a two guard. They need a good two guard.
Or a perimeter guy.
Like, Memphis up and down, man. They've been up and down all year. I'm going with Pop.
I wanted Ja Morant to go to Suns so bad. Bruh. Him and D-Book, man, that would have been best nasty.
Best backcourt in the NBA if that would happen.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So yeah, we'll find out what the final playoff scenes will be Wednesday night / Thursday for our Thursday show. So that'll be definitely interesting.
Yeah. So after this, then there's one more game for the East and the West to determine the
actual seeding.
The seeding. Yeah. So when do they play those games? Thursday and Friday?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
I'll say Thursday. Play that all Thursday then.
No, I'm assuming it's Thursday. I'm gonna look it real quick.
It could be Friday though.
They may give him a day. Well,
day's rest.
Yeah, it's possible.
Nope, it's on Thursday. That's going to be the game for the eighth seed. That's going to determine the eighth seed. So Indiana not in the clear. So they won their game. They play because whoever wins between this Boston and Wizards game, they are seventh seed. Then the loser of that Boston and Wizards play Indiana, and then whoever wins that game is the eighth seed.
Yeah, you're right.
Beast. That's going to be on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So the loser of this Wizards and Celtics game play Indiana this Thursday.
Oh, so the Wizards Boston will get another shot to get in against. Oh.
Only the 9 and 10 seeds are one and done. Right. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
the 7
okay.
and 8 get.
So like Charlotte was done. They're done. Yeah, they lost. They're done.
They were done as soon as LaMelo stepped on the court.
So yeah, and in the Western Conference one is on Friday.
Just slide through, huh?
Yeah, the Western Conference one is on Friday. So the AFC for the Western Conference is gonna be played on Friday to determine the AFC. Okay. Mm.
All right. Cool. But Thursday will be interesting. I guess we'll be watching some of that on air.
Yeah, at least I can watch the games tomorrow.
Yeah.
In peace. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And they start early too. They start at 7.
Yep. I'm watching both of them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be. Who play? The Spurs Grizz play first.
Yep. Of course, you know they're going to play first.
Yeah. It's the San Antonio market. Right. They're going to get that shit out
the way. They're going to
play them first. They're about to start that game at 3 o'clock.
Prime time going to be Lakers and Golden State.
Play that motherfucker.
They're not going to play them first.
Play that motherfucker after Matlock. Right. That's the audience for that damn area of shit.
So tomorrow, Spurs and Grizzlies, 7:30. And then 10 o'clock, Warriors and Lakers. Oh, yeah. Hell, I'm watching. Oh,
Ooh, hey, Team LeBron, let's go.
I need to stop and get another bottle of Hennessy.
Bring one on Friday.
Hey. Huh?
Bring some. You going to bring
some
Friday?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get another one Friday.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on.
I promoted on Dead and Gaming. I promoted on Dead and Gaming.
Appreciate it. Hey, look, everybody. How many people in this chat right now? I see the number moving, but I can't really see it.
I got to dip out.
All the way at the top. 73. All right, bet. Yeah. Out of y'all 73, can I at least get 50 people to show up for Odd Friday? This Friday, game versus Kendrick. I got game, BZ got Kendrick. Everybody saying that I'm the motherfucking underdog, obviously. But don't forget all of these goddamn classic joints game has. Because I got a lot of space in my pocket. Ken talking about I may only have 7 songs. Nigga, I got 7 songs off of one album, okay? Okay? So come over here, enjoy Odd Friday. Get you some Hennessy over there, wherever the hell you at. Drink with your boys, FIFO and BZ. We're going to definitely enjoy ourselves on Friday. I tell you that. I know that for a fact.
And become a patron if you want to vote in between rounds for each round.
How much it costs, BZ?
$1 and up.
$1 and up.
And man. if you missed this live stream, you can watch it as a patron. For
and how quickly
up.
Are we planning to get it up?
Literally, like, hopefully within minutes after we done streaming.
As soon as we're done streaming,
we're gonna try to record. We're gonna upload all that shit up there.
Yep. So if you're
a patron, man, if you can't make it Friday and you want to watch it Saturday, you can watch it.
A dollar
get you in there.
Yep. But again, man, we appreciate you guys, man. Go ahead, Ken, take us home.
man, Elon just killed Bitcoin, all crypto. Oh,
what he sure do? Did.
Yeah, he sure.
Okay. Saying that it's a environmental hazard anyway, bro.
I know, it's shit, crazy.
It
I
went from it went from 58K to 40K.
Yep.
No. But now's the time to buy because that shit ain't going nowhere.
Oh no. I'm buying some more. I should have sold when that shit was in 58 and bought that.
Buy more now.
I have to buy more now. But anyway, enough of that. We'll catch you guys Thursday. We thank you guys for showing up. We thank you guys for liking and subscribing and thumbing up and all the other stuff. We'll catch you guys then. Q will be back. And we out. Peace.